way before my time, in 1979, a party had to present evidence of their reasonableness and necessity of medical expenses with an expert. And so you're looking at bringing them live at trial, taking their depo and presenting the depo at trial. That's your option. You've got to have an expert to prove up reasonableness and necessity. After 1801, that changes. It's a procedural statute that provides for the use of an affidavit instead of having to always have a live expert at trial. And so this was meant to streamline the proof and the procedural part of proving up your medical expenses, as well as allowing for essentially what's a special exception to the hearsay rule. It allows you to use an affidavit at trial where normally you wouldn't be able to. So the whole point of 1801 is it was designed to be a time-saving and a cost-saving mechanism. The legislative history talks about how the purpose here was, look, let's not spend a fortune calling a doctor at a trial to testify live when maybe these expenses aren't even being controverted by the defense. And let's not take that doctor away from their practice in order to do that. So the whole point here was to put in this time-saving mechanism that would allow, like I said, a plaintiff to use an affidavit to prove that up where the expenses were not controverted. So what goes into your initial affidavit? This is all still current law under Section 18001 of the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code. And this is kind of the framework for if you're going to attempt to use this cost-saving, time-saving mechanism. We'll get into, once I talk about the In Re Allstate case, whether that really is helpful anymore, whether that even works. So your initial affidavit under Section 18001 is an affidavit that states, and there's a form in the statute, states that the amount a person charged for the service was reasonable at the time and place of the service was provided, and also that that service was necessary. So if that affidavit is not controverted under the procedure of the 18001 statute, then that affidavit itself constitutes sufficient evidence at trial of the reasonable amount of the medical services and the fact that they were necessary. It's not conclusive evidence, but it's sufficient evidence that a jury could rely on to find that. And if a claimant decides not to avail themselves to this procedure, they kind of just go back to the before times, where you've got to just have an expert that comes and testifies at trial to both of those elements. So who can do an initial 18001 affidavit? The statute's pretty clear that it can be either the person who provided the service, so the physician themselves, the chiropractor themselves, the person who provided it, or it can be filled out by the person who is the custodian of those records. They're in charge of the records showing that the service was provided and the charges for it. So what's important here is that person does not need to be an expert. It can be the physician, but doesn't have to. It doesn't need to be a medical provider, doesn't even need to be a custodian of records for a medical provider. The Gunn versus McCoy case from the Texas Supreme Court stands for the proposition that it's whoever is truly the custodian of those records. And in that case, it was an insurance subrogation agent. So someone who may or may not have any idea about reasonableness or necessity of medical care. You know, they're not a medical provider, but this statute, we've set up this framework so that they can testify to that. So 18001 then provides a framework for the defense to controvert that affidavit. And that needs to be done by a person who, I've skipped ahead. So first, what is the controverting affidavit? Here's what the language of the statute says. A party who is intending to controvert reasonableness or necessity of medical expenses at trial must file a counter affidavit with the clerk of the court and serve a copy of the counter affidavit on each other party. And that must language that I have highlighted there is and also is not important, as we'll find out. Generally, in principles of statutory construction, we know that the word must typically creates a condition precedent that comes from the Texas Code Construction Act. And so just by the plain language of the statute, we look at this, we think, okay, if a defendant wants to controvert medical expenses, once the initial 1801 affidavit has been served, they've got to do a controverting affidavit under this framework. And what that affidavit needs to do is it needs to give just reasonable notice of the basis for which they'll controvert at trial. So who can do these affidavits, the controverting affidavits? Statute provides that it's got to be someone who is qualified by knowledge, skill, experience, training, education, or other expertise to testify about those matters. And that language actually tracks the expert testimony language in the rules of evidence. Okay, so that brings us to In Re Allstate. This is a 2021 Texas Supreme Court case that really shakes things up. So this opinion comes out, it clarifies a lot of things. Number one, it clarifies the qualifications that are required for a counter-affiant under 1801. It also clarifies what is required in order to give reasonable notice of the basis for controverting the initial affidavit. The court also clarifies whether or not there is any sort of Daubert-Robinson reliability element to a controverting affidavit under 1801.